Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Norris. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Wise. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Watson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Stan Pappy. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Stanley. And now, play ball. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Watson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a pop-up towards third. Hara settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wise fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris takes first base on ball 4. Hara moves to second. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey bunts towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to third for the out. Norris moves to second. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pappy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yastrzemski. The throw from Hasse and he is out, Kuiper applying the tag. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Watson moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to third for the out. Hobson moves to second. Two outs. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pappy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watson scoops it up and throws to first, with Stanley covering, for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pappy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a line drive into left field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fisk moves to third. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson misplays the ball. That's an error on Burleson. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bonds. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Bonds steals second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Toby Herrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrod is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Herrod hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bonds moves to third. Thornton moves to second. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Bonds scores. Thornton moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 1 in the game. Hassey hits a line drive towards short. Burleson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Watson strikes out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 0 for 1 in the game. Pappy hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pappy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 2 in the game. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lynn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manning moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Hara hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Hara reaches second base with a double. Manning scores. Bonds moves to third. It's Indians, 2, Red Sox, 2. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Ted Cox pinch hits for Jim Norris. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Pruitt pinch hits for Ron Hassey. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is walked intentionally. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bonds scores. Hera scores. Pruitt moves to third. It's 4-2, Indians. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 2 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Del Alston now playing left field. Ron Pruitt now catching. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Alston. Watson reaches second base with a double. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Watson scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Sid Monge now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 0 for 2 in the game. Pappy takes first base on ball 4. Evans moves to second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hera fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 3 in the game. Hargrove hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Manning bunts towards the mound. Bergmeier fields it and throws to first for the out. Hargrove moves to second. 1 out. Dick Drago now pitching. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bonds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn, who is chasing the ball. Bonds reaches third base with a triple. Hargrove scores. It's 5-3, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bonds scores. It's 6-3, Indians. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hera for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fisk moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fisk moves to third. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fisk tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-4, Indians. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Watson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Del Alston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alston takes first base on ball 4. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alston. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Pappy applying the tag. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hobson hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-3 in the game. Evans is called out on strikes. Two outs. Stan Pappy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pappy hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-3 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hargrove hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a pop-up, foul, towards third, in foul territory. Hobson races over to make the catch. He throws to first to double off Verizer. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Burleson hits a line drive into left field. Alston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pruitt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lynn strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.